pushed.
Hello, my name is Mingun Kim, and welcome back to AP United States History Even Deeper. In this episode, we'll be learning more about Period 2 through a Q&A session with questions from the AP course itself from the unit, where I'll be providing my own analysis and insight. Joining me is my sister, someone who actually is taking a push.
Hello, this is Minji Kim. I'm Mingun's sister. I am currently taking a push, and I'm very welcome to be back on this show. So I have prepared a few more questions again. So how did the religious tensions impact the internal politics of England? Because from what I know, there was a lot of religious tension between European countries in general. So how did it affect England specifically?
England originally had a Catholic monarch, then in the 1600s led by King James II of England. He was later deposed in the Glorious Revolution and a Protestant dynasty took over England. However, the mainstream Protestant views of the Protestant dynasty did not align with everyone, particularly a minor group of Christians called the Puritans, who were, at the time, a very radical branch of Protestantism. Because they were not supported by the state and of the majority of society at the time, they emigrated to other countries such as the Netherlands and when England began its colonial empire in North America, they decided it was a bare opportunity for them and their faith to go to a completely separate continent and restart their society rather than be constantly oppressed and be shunned by European society.
So as you mentioned, like they had, because of religious issues as well, they had to move to the Americas, right? So how was the English colonization, like, and settlements similar and different to the previous ones that were already existing, like those of the Spanish or the Portuguese, like Spanish mostly?
So I'd say the biggest difference in England and Spain's effort in colonization is that Spain was a lot more authoritarian and a lot more centralized. Spanish colonies were led directly by the Spanish crown, by a viceroy or some other royal governor appointed by the crown themselves. Spanish colonies were under a very strict hierarchy, a very strict class and racial hierarchy that no person could really break away from. Spanish colonies were not only for land settlement. In fact, a lot of these colonies weren't even for average Spanish people to come in and settle. Most of these colonies were for resource extraction, such as gold, silver, or in the Caribbean, they were cash crop, therefore growing cash crops. Therefore, Spanish colonies weren't exactly very politically complex. They didn't need to be for their purpose. And they were filled with either slaves, with workers, or with Spanish governors. No, there were no Spanish common people in these colonies who could establish some sort of a government and rule themselves freely from the crown. Spanish colonies were very strictly tied to the crown and were meant very strictly to benefit the crown itself. English colonies, on the other hand, were a lot more free. There were English crown colonies, and there were English company colonies, and there were those who were, that were kind of given as charters and all that. However, after having some sort of approval with the English government, these colonies were relatively a lot freer. They could have their own local government. They could have their own system of laws in North America. While they had to abide to some rules of the English crown, such as, well, trading with England through mercantilist policies or allowing British soldiers to come and stay in these colonies, they more or less had lots of self-rule, much more than Spanish colonies.
So, going back to a question about religion, in what ways were, like, Calvinism and Puritanism communal in nature?
So, Puritanism, as I mentioned, was a very radical branch of Protestantism. they had very strict moral, religious, and social rules when it came to living. And they had very strict rituals and a very strict structure when it came to relationships. Therefore, Puritans believed in a very strict religious hierarchy in small communities. There'd be a pastor, preacher, and they'd be very close with the families that they worked with in the church. And society would be based around religion and the church, meaning that, and they urged that all members contribute in some way to the community and be a vigilant member of the church. This created a very close-knit community in Puritan societies. Calvinism, on the other hand, is based around this idea that God has predetermined your path to heaven, that God has already decided whether a person will be going to heaven or not. This means that one cannot truly know whether one will be going to heaven or not, and the only way to prove it or predict it is to see how good of a society or of a person that you can be. John Calvin, the founder of Calvinism, his goal was to make this perfect Christian community where people that he could get that were guaranteed to go to heaven can come together and prove to see that they can make a perfect Christian community together. So both these different sects of Protestantism encouraged this sense of a perfection in their societies, which made them very communal.
Let's go to the last question then. So another big part of period two was the Bacon's Rebellion. So to what extent can the Bacon's Rebellion accurately be described as a historical turning point in from being just a part of England to being independent?
So, Bacon's Rebellion essentially happened when there was a very big conflict in Virginia State between the Virginia upper class, landowning upper class, and the Virginian settlers, the average settlers. While the Virginian upper class did not exactly want to change status quo, like the size of Virginia or the places where settlers lived, because they wanted a Virginia where they could control the land easily. And which means they control the workers and the economy. However, Virginia settlers want to move westwards and expand Virginia's territory to find more land for themselves to own and settle. This resulted in a conflict called Bacon's Rebellion, where people of all races and of different social backgrounds, different cultural backgrounds even, came together to fight against the Virginian government and the Virginia upper class in favor of wanting their demands met, such as having the British government send troops to fight off Native Americans and to allow these settlers to move westwards to find and own land. Now, this turning point was important because it showed this sense of a rebellion against the British government in these colonies. They superseded their loyalty to the crown and the loyalty to the British government in favor of focusing on their own demands and wants. They refused to want to obey whatever the crown said, in favor of their own freedoms and what they perceived as their own rights in a separate colony, which they viewed should have separate laws and separate governance. While Bacon's Rebellion was more or less destroyed after the death of friend of Bacon, it also established this colonial assist law assist legal system of discrimination between different races because the upper class did not want average poor settlers to start uniting against the status quo again. So later in 1700, discriminatory laws against blacks and slaves were more strictly rewritten as well. So I guess that I think that's the biggest turning point when it comes to Bacon's Rebellion, a sense of disdain and rebellion against the English government and some of the first establishments of strict racial division in laws.
Wow, that's a lot of information. So thank you for answering my questions again, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you, and we'll be back next time. And thank you everyone for listening to AP United States History Even Deeper, Period 2.